Okay, we're up to Sif Chaf Hei, leaving us with seven Sifim to go. All seven Sifim we should be able to finish easily today, because there's basically one theme, various cases, of course there are differences between them, but one theme to the last part of Hilchos Pidyon HaBen, and that's something that had been mentioned numerous times as we went through, and that is that by a suffik in Pidyon HaBen, we say Hamaisi Mechaveri Olav Haraya. We don't say suffik derayis lechumra. We say Hamaisi Mechaveri Olav Haraya. So, basically, we are going to go through the various cases and hopefully finish the simin. There isn't a whole lot of practical controversy until we get to the very last Ramah of Pesachei Tshuva at the end of the simin. Asif Chafei. Mi shalai bichra ishtai, somebody his wife never gave birth. The yaldan, she gave birth for the first time, zachar unikeva, twins. Ve'en yadua ezemi hen yatzarishin. Now we don't know which one is the older one, the ben, in which case there's a chiyav pidyon, or the nikeva, in which case there is no chiyav pidyon. Ein kan l'kayin klum. This is our rule that the kayin has no tviya. The Shach Kavav says one word. If it doesn't sound like one word, if you look at it, it's spelled as one word. Right? So that's the rule of Pidyon HaBen. The Pesachei Tshuva earlier brought Rabbi Yaakov Emden Mustazer. You're saying, what do I gain if there's no chiyuv? Okay, wait, maybe you're right. Let's see. We'll see. Yal, when I read the Chassam Sefer, we'll talk about it. Yalda shnei zecharim. If a woman gave birth to two males, to twins, af b'sheni yedua eizem en habachar. So what should be the din? Nice in hey slam l'kayin, you give five slam. So you don't have to know which baby you're being paid them. Because Mamanav Shach Yachayiv, and again, short Shach of Zayin, Leis Eslam Kayin, Mamanav Shach Echami Hamabachar. Right? He says the Mamanav Shach. Now, gets interesting. Meis Echami Ham Besech Lamed Yayim. If one of the two died within 30 days, Potter, Shema Habachar Meis, it reverts back to Meis Mechayav Araya, Meis Mechayav Araya, and therefore, there is no Chiyuv Pidyon, one of them died within 30 days. And it's interesting, we don't say if one of them is a Nafel, then the other one's a Nafel. Or the reverse, since one lived more than 30 days, it's a Bar Kayama, this is a Bar Kayama. So we don't say that. I mentioned to you a while ago that there are those who understand that you wait 30 days to Lohitziyai Mesafik Nafel. It's actually Gemara. Gemara says, how do we know the Shiyuv 30 days for a Nafel? Shenemer b'ben Chaydish Tifteh. However you understand the Gemara, if a baby dies within 30 days, even Nafal min Agag, it was not a natural death, so we have no reason to say he was a Nafal. Nevertheless, even Gemirlai, the Kolobei Chadasha, we know for sure was for a full-term baby. Nevertheless, there's no mitzvah of pidyon. Whatever the Tama Dekroi is, the Psak of the Torah is, there's no mitzvah of pidyon until the 30 days are up. And Mimela, there's no pidyon. It's the same thing here. Meis Tech Lamed, your potter. The Gemara wants to say a pasuk. The Gemara says, Krol Amali Svaru. The Gemara says, is a svara. The svara is, the one who needs something should have to prove it. That's the svara of Meis Tech Lamed. So, all right, so this is the din. It's a relatively simple din. I mentioned to you last time that there is a halacha in Hilchos Avelos, a simin Shin Ayin Dalid, which may or may not be connected to here. And Shin Ayin Dalid Tziftes talks about the halacha that if a child dies within 30 days, lo aleinu, that there's no Avelos. We're not misabel on a nafel. If somebody has a child and the child dies within 30 days, so, a misabel malav, even if the child looked to be fully formed, when there's no avelus. And the Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh Mishaimer, Tu'umim, if somebody has twins, Shemes Echa Me'am Tech Shloshim Yayim, one died within 30 days. Vashayni Chai, now this is, we don't care if it's a Bechar here, right? Any person who has a child that Le'olam who dies, there's Avelus. So one died within 30, one died after 30.
Which part of Shinayim Dalit is?
The one Siftes.
Tes.
Umeis, Vashayni Meis Achalamid, the second one died after 30 days. Ein misablin olav. There is no avelus. So what does it mean, ein misablin olav? That's the issue. The way it reads in Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like you're not misabel on the second. We're saying, lo imilsa, that it's a nafel. The first one was a nafel, died within 30 days. The second one lived a little after 30. Now, if you have one child who lives after 30, you assume he was nigma. But here you have two reasons to say there's a problem. First of all, he died, even dying after 30 days doesn't happen to healthy people. And secondly, the first one died within 30, they're twins, they were conceived together. So the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch sounds like, Emes Abelin Olav, there's no Avelus at all. However, the Shach, it's of Cut and Tess, says that, no, it means Emes Abelin on the first one. Emes Abelin on the first one. The Laik Levush, who says Fakir. So the issue here is, do we say the second one's an Eifel? So the Gabi Pinyan Aben will be an Afghamina. If the Bukhar died after 30 and his twin died within 30, according to when the Pashas of Shulchan Aruch, the Shach calls it the Aterazah, which is the Levush, so that's one, then there's no Pinyan at all. And according to the Shach, there would be pinyin. The second child is considered to be a completely formed child. This would seem to be totally in that disagreement. It could be by Avelis, when we'll make them. Generally, when we'll make them. One's a Safed Rabbanan, and one is a Din of Mamin. It could be. Would this be like a Svek Sveika? Would be a Svek Sveika. It's one Safed, there's two Svekas. In other words, there's always a baby died after 30 days. After 30 days, is considered to be a vada. It's only one suffix. Okay. It could be bad veilus, we're more makel. It could be an event is different. There's a suffix to rub on. Okay, we'll see. What?
Does an incubator make a difference?
Well, if a baby lives after 30 days, then he's a bar kayama. Even though without the incubator, he wouldn't have lived. We're Mechal Shabbos. In the time of Chazal, an 8-month baby would not be Mechal Shabbos for. This man said, we are. So I mentioned, it's not clear if it's Nishtana HaTeva or just Nishtana technology. And the Teva might be the same. What?
In the case with, let's say, triplets.
Right.
Don't know the Bukhari.
So the odds are 1 in 3.
Right. Three,
that's a good question. What happens when the odds are 1 in 3? So we're going to get to that. From Chafei to the end is Sveikis of increasing complexity. So we're going to get to the Sveik issue when we turn the page. It won't take us too long. Okay. Sivchavav. Now here we have the only, in this whole series, I think, the only Machloikis, the Machaber and the Shach and Taz, is here in Sivchav. Chavav. So let's see the case. Meisa'av Kaidim Shepadon. A man has twins. He has twin boys, and one died within 30. And I'm sorry, this is going to, they both live. A man has twin boys, we don't know which is the Bechar. Which is the Bechar? Does he have to be paid? He has to be paid. Listen to the case. Well, why would you say the father died, he didn't do pinyin. Now the kids have to do pinyin. They have to do pinyin?
Which one? Go to my brother. Don't come to me.
Right, that's what it would seem. Why not? Again, a man has twins. He doesn't know which is the Bechar. He has to be paid no matter what. Because he's obligated one or the other. But if he died, and now you have these two, the two of them, each one says, I'm not the Bechar. Well, when it comes to Yerusha, each one says, I am the Bechar. When it comes to Yaben, each one says, I'm not the Bechar. So each one could say, I'm not the Bechar.
Depends which is worth more, the Yerusha or the...
that's it, thinking about the lawyer.
They're checking so, when they read the will.
So each one should say, now this is identical, it seems to me, and to the Shah, this is identical, to two Yosef and Shimon's in town. The Gemara says, if I have a shtar that Yosef and Shimon owes me money, and there are two Yosef and Shimon's in town. So I go to one. So there's a rule of zil hocha kamatchile. I go to one. He says, that's not me. Go to my friend. And he goes to the friend. The friend says, that's not me. Go to my. Go to the other fellow. There's a rule of zil hocha kamatchile, zil hocha kamatchile. It's very logical. You can't prove either one. It would seem that it should be the same thing in Pidyon HaBen. You go to him, you say, you're a Bechar. He says, no, my brother's a Bechar. He's the Bechar. So they should be off the hook. Let's see what it says in Shulchan Aruch, however.
The father died.
So he died owing money. Very good. Okay. So the Yosh Techayv. Okay, let's see. Let's see what Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Aruch says.
If he's saying what he's saying, then it comes out when the father died, that has to, before you do a Chanukah,
you have to give out a Chayvitz.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Let's see what it says. Meisa avkaidim shapadon. Now the Shulchan Aruch says, Bei meis teich lamid. Bei meis la'achal lamid. Whether he died before the chayv began, or he died after the chayv began, v'abonim kayamim. Noistim bein shneim hei sloim. They have to give five sloim together. Afilu cholku kivar hanachosim. Even if the Yerusha was already divided. So Yerushim Shechalku Kalakuchai same, it's like it was already sold. Afal Pikein, they still have got to do a pinyon. So he says you have to do a pinyon either way. If after 30, we understand. After 30, the father had a chayv. So the chayv carries over. Teich 30, very hard to understand. Well, what's he talking about? Why Teich 30? The father died, it's like there was never a father that had a mitzvah pinyon aben. Why should it be that way? Now this mechaber is the Lashon HaRambam. However, the Shach in Sukkot and Lamed says Da Sator, that it depends. If he died within 30 days, so then there's no Chayv. Even they didn't divide the Yerusha yet, the Pater. If the father died after 30 days, so it was a Chayv. And even though the Mechaber is the Lashon HaRambam in the Yad HaChazakah, it says, Chayin Das HaRambam Gufei B'Pirish HaMishnayis. The Rambam himself, the Pirish HaMishnah, says differently. V'teimo Sharav Hishmet Tzvar Azu, V'prach Shechein Nike Yerub Yishas, V'chein Pasek HaBach, the B'tech Lamed Pturim, V'lo Chalkom Yisrael HaVarayah. Very hard to answer the question. Why the father dies within 30, where we know that there is no Chayiv, why the children should have to do a pinyon? It's very difficult to be able to answer the question. What?
Once they survived 30 days, was that chiyuv?
Now, really, because remember we said if you were paid to 30 and the money was spent, that you're not padui. So it's not a gloy Muslim afreya from day one. It's Xeris HaKazim, Bechaydish Tifta. So the father never had the mitzvah. And the Mela.
In other words, it's the Rav saying that it's not on the children then, or the child, it's a single child, if the father dies, because his Yechov is only on the father until 30 days. Or always on the father?
It's only after 30 days that the chayv begins on the father. Okay. The chayv begins on the father.
On the child.
The child, yeah, there's a chayv on the child, but...
No, I'm asking, is the chayv ultimately on the child or the father?
If the father does it, there'll never be a chayv on the child.
Yes.
If he doesn't do it, then it becomes the son's obligation when he turns back.
So, if the father
died, so it becomes
the... A child 20 years old finds him to declare his father never paid him.
No question.
His father has died, right? So now he has to pay the fire. So he's got his other brother. The rest of everybody else to say, you guys got to chip in. It was daddy's chayv.
What's it then? The father didn't do the chayv. The chayv should be able to go to the father and to chip in. So we're going to see. There's a tshuva here in the Chasam Sofer. There's a tshuva in the Chasam Sofer. His case is interesting, and his shaykhis to our Shulchan Aruch is interesting. I'll go with the order of tshuva. It's tshuva kuf yudal, and I think the Pesach tshuva is the one who sent me here. He has here a shayla, bidvar misha not olamus. A man was dying. I'm reading from the Sam Sofer. V'yod ishtai beis charim. And his wife gave birth to two boys. U'mach v'tsar v'tirud lo yodi mi atzarishin. And because of the tirada, they didn't know who's the Bechar. Mamish our case. Umay Sa'av, just open the door on this side. Okay. Umay Sa'av, and then the father died, B'ser Shloishim. Shadinim avor b'shulchan aruch yeredei shenhei chavav. That is the shayel saying. Mishum dekvar ishtab in nichsei b'chayav. That there was already a sheba nechasim when he was alive. Now the shach doesn't agree with this. Right? This is not the shach. This is the fellow is someone coming to get dirty plates and dirty glasses. People are curious. Okay? Let's see people's eyes that way. So he says in Shulchan Aruch it says, the father dies within 30, Kvar ishtabdu nichsei b'chayav. So he says, the shayel says that, going with the mechab, not with the shah. He says that you got to pay. Elo, this case was, listen to the case. Lo yaniach av, how much money did the father leave over? Kdei ksuba. He left over enough money for the ksuba. Plus, mashachayiv oid lebal chayiv echad. Plus, he owes money. In other words, there was no net money that was left from the Yerusha. So a man died, let's say he left $1,000, 1,000 zuz, 200 zuz go to the wife, the ksuba, 800 zuz go to the balchai, no money left. So what's the shayla? So the shayla was that, v'halach lo'ilamai, v'oisei ha-balchai machal chayvai. Balchai said, I'm eichel the 800 zuz, I'm eichel the money. So now, umesapkala malosai, so the shayla is not sure. What's the suffix? When the man died, there was no shiva to the kayin. He owed money. Why was the balchayv meichel? They have no money left, two little babies. So he was meichel. He didn't mean to be meichel that the kayin should get money. He meant to be meichel so that the children should get. Nichse yarshim ninu. Vino fatirim, shim zilachi kamat chilei. And the children should be potter. The only reason the Shulchan Aruch says yechayiv is because the father already had a chiyuv. The children zilachik kamachilei zilachik kamachilei. So that's the shoyel's question: whether it was meis teichlamit, whether we could say that the father didn't leave any assets to be mishubit, and meila, how does the mechila work? So the shoyel is really a shoyel and dini mechila. How mechila works? That's what it seems.
Why shouldn't the kain shiva, which predates the mechila, it should kick in? Whatever the gemara,
that's the question. Technically, the chayv to the kain predates the yarshim's right to it. On the other hand, the Michael never intended to be Michael Litzer Kaisha. Does it matter what he intended?
Did he know that that existed?
Or did he even know? I may not have known.
It's a third party. So how can he control third party's claim?
How could the Michael control it? Logically, how could the Michael control the third party's claim? So the Shach, the Chassam Sefer replies as follows. He says, first of all, we don't pass make the Mechaber. We pass make the Shach. That if he died within 30 days, there was no chayv to the father. Just first of all, we don't paskin like the mechaber, we paskin like the shach. Now, he adds that if the father dies within 30 days, it's taiv to do a pidyon anyway, with a matana amanos lahazer, without a bracha. In other words, the mechaber holds, you have to be paid. We hold, you don't have to be paid. It's taiv, why not? It doesn't cost you anything. You go to the kayin. We say, Matan of Naslahaza works by Pidyan Aben. We say, you shouldn't do it, you mafsin kayin. But it works. So he says, the Shulchan Aruch, the Chassam Sefer says, in such a case, we die within 30 days, be paid with a Matan of Naslahaza, and without a bracha. Why not? You were asking, if the halach is your potter, why do it? I don't know, it seems that even with the halach is your potter, there's some sort of maila. To do it to be Yatzi Dei Smeika.
Why should be no bracha? It's a
Safik, but it's a mitzvah of Safik. You don't make a bracha when you're Safik.
So let there is a bracha.
I mean, let the two boys together. Make one a shliach to the other to make him a. So you're right. Maybe he means al ketanim. That's the favorite of father. No zalch in the kevin. There's no mamana shach. Oh, you can be paid. Yeah, but then you wouldn't make a bracha. What they're saying is when the two scharim, he's tithing, when Sosef says, lo yivarech, Sosef means while they're still ketanim. That's why. He means when still ketanim, that's a tzad that the father had a chay. Okay, that's Aleph. Aleph is, you should try to do like the mechaber and do it for Yemen anyway. Now, he says, what about the Shayel? He says, let's say he would have died after 30 days. So there's no machlaikis, the Mechaber, and everybody holds, if you die after 30 days, there's a Shibut. So now the question is, what happens in the case of Meshila? So he says, there's a halacha that we're all, that's not like what we're accustomed. We're accustomed from the Gemara that the earlier lien has the first right to be Teveya. That's what we learned in the Gemara many times. You have Shibudim, it's Meshubit to the first one first and to the later one later. He says that we don't paskin that way. And we do paskin that way, but not by a B'chay Bal Peh. When you have a Chayv without a Shtar, there's no halacha that the earlier loan has first right to payment. Because there's no Samchadaita on Karaka, there's no halacha of... normally, if you lend money in this Karaka, and you're doing away... So it's Samchadaita on Karaka, so the Shibud is a Tzas Piroin. So maybe anybody who comes later is late. But if you lend someone money, Bal Peh, and you find out, you know, you find out he owes money all over the place and he hasn't got much money, you go and grab what you can. Even if you're later, there's no halacha by a milvah Bal Peh that the earlier person has first rights to the Shibudim. So Mimela, the Sam Sefer writes that he writes that when Yarshim divide, Yarshim Shalchalku Kulakuch, it's as if they each one bought it. He says, Im Lava Mi Elef, Dishtablu Lakulam Bishava. If you borrow from 1,000, there's no earlier. V'kaidim kaviyah kulam shavin. Before anybody collects, they're all equal. Nafgamina, Lava Mishnayim. V'shuv mochal amugdim chayvai. If you borrow from 2, and one of them is Michael Eschayv, lo yahava hanach l'chosim da'akni l'gabi amuchar. Elohaya dekanoi v'tarafaisa melekuchais. V'gam b'din l'shofaneinu b'metaltalim she'em b'am din kadima. The person left only metaltalim. There was no karka. The ichor afilu loy mochal habal chayv, the kadam akayim v'gava, mashagava gava. So the chayv to the kayin, if the man died and he left money, the kayin, if he wants, could be to there first anyway before the vachayv. Akaponim, the mochal agamri, v'loyovale dagvia loylam, mishtabdu nechasav, vadvarim pshutim. He says that there's no din that the bachayv has kadima to the kayin, because there's no din of kadima. By when a person leaves over metaltalim, and Mimela, he says the kain can certainly the chayv applies, and the other person has no right in any event to the money first. So this is his psak. Now I really have to add something. He doesn't explain it. The dina de gemara is that if a man dies, only his karka is meshubit to his chayvus. You have a man who dies; he doesn't own real estate. He owns a small amount of real estate. He got tons of cash and diamonds, all kinds of metaltalim. He leaves a $10 million Yerusha, and only $500,000 is real estate. So the din of the Gemara is that if he owes money, they can only manain from karka. Metaltalim of somebody who dies is not mishubit of achayv at all. It belongs to the children. They don't have to pay up chayvus avihem. There's no halacha that they have to pay up the chayvus of their father. It was a later takana in the Ga'inim, in the time of the Ga'inim, that the Rambam brings. People are not going to want to lend money to people who are ill or aged. So therefore, the Ga'inim made a takana that the metaltalim of a deceased person are meshubit. But in any event, if a man dies and his obligations, his debt exceeds his assets, that's even halacha l'maisa. Children are not obligated to pay up the father's chayvus. Even after the ga'inim, they only have to pay up what he has, and not more than he has. And that's why, if he left a small amount of money, and he left 100 zuz, 20 zuz to the, 200 zuz to the ksuba, and, what did I say, 200 zuz to the ksuba, left 1,000 zuz, 200 zuz to the ksuba, and 800 zuz to the chayvus, the kayin could come. How many zuz does the kayin get? How many zuz does the kayin get? Huh? Pinyin Rabban. Is 20, is 5 shkalim, which is 20 zuz. So he has a right to get his 20 zuz, even though the 800 is owed.
Which kind?
Because Which kayin? Rachinami. That's the old problem.
There's no
kayin. Yeah, there's no kayin to be mishavid. But if you want to pay the kayin, you can pay the kayin. You don't have to pay the kayin.
You want to pay the kayin.
No, the mechaber is talking. The mechaber holds is a shibah. So the mechaber holds you do it right away.
Yeah.
That's why he says b'li bracha. You ask b'li bracha, let them get together. Why taka b'li? No, b'li bracha is the mechaber argues the mechaber. Right? Mechaber would hold with a bracha. Since the shach argues, therefore he says to do it without a bracha.
Let's say father dies without any chutzim, there's no Yerusha, there's not
right.
But you certainly have a b'chor, all those two sons. They have a
mitzvah. So if a man dies, he has one child, who's definitely a b'chor. He has no assets. So when the boy turns 13, he has his own mitzvah to be paid. So these two sons, and we don't know which is the b'chor, and they grow up. So the Shach says, there's like two Reuven and Shimon's in the town. You go to one, say, give it to me. He says, maybe the other one's the right one. You go to the other one, says, maybe the other one. You can't compel any of them to do opinion. Now, it's true, if the two of them will get together and do opinion, they could do opinion together.
So when it's two Achim, and we don't know which is which, and they did inherit something from the father, so then they have more Shayachos, one for either for himself or for his brother, because he has...
If the father already had a chayv after 30 days, then you're right. If the father died within 30 days, and Mechaba holds is a chayv anyway, but the Shach holds, I think the Taz as well, that there's no eschayvus, because there never was a mitzvah on the father. There's only a mitzvah on the children. So the father's shibudim are irrelevant.
Would the Chasam Sofer also suggest that twins in Rav Yidam Dovey each give pigyah with matara of Naslahakir, so one of them gets twins?
Would he suggest that the twins should do a Matanas Lahazir so one of them gets a mitzvah? I guess so. They might as well do it together. I mean, if they do it together, they're not supposed to do a Matanas Lahazir, then the Vadei Chayavim.
They
should do it separately. Yeah, if the Kayim should really get together and not accept it and force them to do it. But no, you're right.
The Mahab also asked him that if the father was over, the kid has waited the Bar Mitzvah.
That's for sure. But the Mechaber. The Mechaber holds that in Sifcha Vav, the Mechaber holds that that they have to give us the father's chayv, not us the son's chayv. Not if they turn 13. Once they turn 13.
Oh, so what's the case in the Chavav? That you wait
until they're 13? No. The Mechaber holds that you give. Now, because there's a Shiva the Chassin. Right now.
Now, if he died. 60 days, then, what's not the,
then there was a Shiva the Chassin. Then you give your way, don't wait till the Bar Mitzvah.
So, what's the case in before that we have
Ruben Rabbin? If he didn't do it, the father could be alive, he didn't do it. There are plenty of people, Jews today that didn't do it.
There's also Shiva.
That's what someone was saying. You should be able to go to be Tevea the father. All right, you want to go be Tevea. The son has his own mitzvah if the father doesn't do it.
When the son has
one mitzvah,
is mitzvah right away after 13?
He has no chiyuv till 13. That's why we had the shalom, the father dies, that they should do it for him, or it's a chayv, because he'd rather do the mitzvah himself. We had that issue earlier.
Right away or wait till 13?
There was a long procedure, but it was machlaik, it's that long, the kunsa kesef. If it's chazach and la'adam, then he could do it for him. If the child bats him, doesn't have a chiyuv. Sivchav Zayin. No, when the son does it 13, the father's out the mitzvah. The son does it. It's the son's mitzvah as soon as he turns 13. So there's a mitzvah you pay to your son, a mitzvah you pay to yourself. Sivchav Zayin.
What would we do? Let's say nobody, the father didn't have the chassid, nothing. And then the child's here. Do right away, or wait till 13? Or wait till
13? When any time a father dies, and if I died in pregnancy, during pregnancy. So there were three different shitas what to do. One tonight, another tonight, third tonight. It said to be paid them, put a necklace on and say benze padu, you benze ene padu, you benze padu, but tonight it's often you say aloch lemaisa. I don't know. Baruch Hashem, I never had the case. But They all seem to try to find ways to be to do it, and then when the child's a gadol, he should also. But if the father lived 30 days and then died, there was no shaila. Simchav Zayin. Shtei Nashav Shalai Bichru. You have here a man has two wives. There's enough of a problem to start with. Achas Bichra, Achas Loi Bichra. V'yoldu Shnei Zacharim. V'nisarvu, again, this is all about mixed up kids. You have one baby who is a Bichar, one baby is having from two different mothers. Noisin Heislam Lakayin. You give it to the Kayin because one of them is the Bichar. V'meis Echam Eyem Teichlamid. In Kal Lakayin Klum. One died, it might be the Bichar. I'm sorry, skip Chavzayin. Chavzayin. Shtei Nashav Shalai Bichru. I also saw a bad man with two wives. Two women, both didn't give birth. V'yoldu Shnei Zacharim, Naisin Eses Loim L'Kayin. He has two Mrs. Binyan Ben simultaneously. You give the Kayin 10.
In one shot.
Then Meis Echad Mehem B'Soich La'amid Yayim. One of them died within 30 days. Now you're entitled to a refund. He rushed. He gave the money too early. What? You're not supposed to give it within the 30. We said the money is still kayim, then it works. So in that case, this is a Mishnah. He's bringing that case in the Mishnah. Im l'kayin echad nosan. If he gave the tenzos to one kayin, yazala he slaim. I'm not sure if he has to give him back five slaim, whichever five is whichever child. V'l mishnei kayin im nosan. If you gave five to one and five to the other, any achalaitimehan, shaharei loy iain pidyinze albenze, he didn't say which one is paid with child, which child. Obviously, if he did say for which one it is, it would be different. Apparently, you don't have to say. We already mentioned you don't have to have the baby in opinion on Ben. It's a chaim
mabin. Does he have to have in mind what baby it is?
You may have in mind that you owe the kayin money.
Yeah,
I don't know. Now, yoldu zach in the keva. One wife had a zach, one had a keva. Shnei zacharim in the keva. One had a boy and a girl, one had a boy. Nice in heislam lekayin. Vim esach and deascharim nice in la teich lamid yaim. A nice lekayin klum. Why? The one who had a, we're talking all the children are we're not sure which is the oldest. So the one who had only a boy, there's a chi opinion. The one had a boy and a girl, it's a suffix. Maybe the girl was born first. So now, if one Zachar died, it's possible he's totally potter. It could be the Zachar he died is the one that was born first, and the other Zachar was born after in the keva.
Wait, what's the case over here?
Again, he has two wives. One gave birth to a boy and a girl. One gave birth to a boy. All three babies were we don't know who's what and which is where. The whole is all mishmash. So now, right, they didn't get at solid. The EMT came. The city's EMT came. You don't know which is first, right? So one Zachar died. How am I supposed to have a raya?
And you don't know whose kid is whose.
And you don't know whose is for which mother. Now here it's sort of a sex faker, right? You're asking, why is this two out of three? Here, the son died. So now I would have said sex faker. We're going to deal with sex faker soon. I would have said like this. The son who died may be the independent Bechar, in which case you're Potter. Or maybe the one from the twins, in which case you're Chayiv. Even if the one that died was the one, the independent one, in which case you're Potter. The one who died, maybe the independent one, in which case it's a single suffix if you're Chayiv.
Was one of the mothers is Loi Bachar?
No, both were being Bachar, but one had a boy and a girl, and one had a boy. So help me with this. One had a boy and a girl, one had a boy. So there are two possibilities. Either the one died is the Bachar, or it could be two Bechar. So if the one who died was the independent Bechar, then it's a 50-50 Safik. You have a boy and a girl, you know which one's first. The one who died was the twin, so then you're Vadechayiv opinion. Right? So on one side is a Vadechayiv opinion. The one who died was a twin, then you're Vadechayiv opinion. The other one gave birth to a son. And even if the one that died was the independent, the lone child, it's still a 50-50 chance. So really, it's two out of three. And still, it says in Shulchan Aruch, The Meisach was on the Klamin Yaim. Any nice and kind clon. Yoldu shtein the kevis v'zachar. That's an easy case. A shtei zachar v'shtein the kevis. And the Eisad El Arishin. So now it could be there is no bachar. Could be each one had a girl first. And Kalakayan Klum, Shani Yaim, the kevis all the tchila v'achrei zachar. Really here again, it's two out of three. Right? Two pregnant women come into a room and four babies come out. Two girls, two boys. So it's possible one gave birth to two girls, one gave birth to two boys, which gets a key opinion. It's a possibility that each one had a boy and a girl. If each one had a boy and a girl, what are the odds? So now it's more than two out of three. Is it three out of four, the odds? If someone gave birth to two boys, there's a vade key opinion. If it was boy girl, so then it's
25%
of the most than 25%, because if both gave birth to twins, so it could have been there are four possible matchings. Could have been boy girl on both sides, girl boy on both sides, or boy girl girl boy. Right, there are four possibilities. Only one would, of the four would pass to you. So it's a square, one out of four. So really here the odds are a quarter of 50%, 12.5% that you're potter. Right? Because if right, this boy girl, if it was two boys and two girls, then this is a chachiyah. If it was a boy and a girl, boy and a girl, then three out of four chances are that you're chayiv and pinyan. And yet the Shulchan Aruch says, Ani Yomer, the kevin ol datchila v'achrei hazachar. Now this is one of the I don't want to say queer cases, but surprising din in the Chayshim Mishpat. There's halacha Chayshim Mishpat that a person who's a muzik is allowed to say kimli. A person who's a muzik in money could say kimli, I hold like this sheet. What does that mean? Let's say it says in Shulchan Aruch, in this case, you have to pay the Yeshayimrim Yapater. And we have a rule. We don't follow a Yeshayimrim. When there are two sheets in Shulchan Aruch, we follow the first sheet. There's a halacha in Chayshim Mishpat that the nitva could say kimli like that shita. Now it's a strange thing. If the nitva is Rav Moshe Feinstein, he says kimli like that shita. Alright, I understand. He was mayim into the sugya. He's kimli. Here, who's the person? And they bring me in and they say you have to pay. I say, where's the Shulchan Aruch? They show me. I say, okay, kimli like the second shita. I said, by the way, who's the second sheet? You're like, I never heard of the second sheet, right? Kimli like the second sheet. Tell me, no, according to the second sheet, you have to pay. Only the first. Oh, I say, okay, then Kimli like the first sheet. It works. In Chayshim Mishpat, there's such a halacha, which I always struggle to understand, that a person could say, Kimli, if I have a sheet that I'm potter, even though it's not taking a sheet, I can say Kimli and I'm potter. Our hanacha is that Dina Pinyin Aben Atolin Dina Chayshim Mishpat. And what we're saying here, Ani Aimer, the cave and all the tefillah. What's Ani Aimer? Who are you? You don't know. You know you aren't in the room. Ani Aimer, the cave and
tefillah. They don't have to bear. There is kain it is. Who is obeying you?
What do you mean?
You don't know which kain it is. Who's obeying you?
You don't know.
No, it's obeying you because it's.
Yeah, okay. The fact is no tevei makes it even better. Nachinan, nachinan. Are you right? That's how it's Ravel Varaya, even against odds of 8, 7 to 1. Okay, you're right. You're right.
Well, they also have two pieces of the two parts.
Only by Darabonim there. Because some Darabonim are Kula, so there, but they only went to 50-50. You wouldn't go with odds that if you have 8, I don't know what the din is, if you have 7 tray for one kosher, the odds are 7 to 1. That's not the case in the Mechaber, it's a Kufyan out. So. Okay, Sivchav Ches, another case, Shtei Noshim, Achas Bichra, Achas Lai Bichra. Now you have two wives, one gave birth previously, one didn't. The oldest Shtei Zachar, and the Sarvu, Nois Nei Slam Lakayim. Easy. Mamanashach, you had a Bichar. Iyim Meis, Echad Meyem Besech Lamed, and Kalakayim Klom. Easy. You could say the one who died is the Bichar. Iyim Meis Ha'av, Nois Nei Shneyem, Chamesh Sloim. Why? You have here two boys. One is certainly a Bechar, and one is not certainly a Bechar. So, Noisei, Beit, why should you have to pay? This doesn't make sense. Again, he left over two sons. One's a Bechar, one's not a Bechar. The father died. So now, Beit Shteim, they give five Shloim. Why? Zilachi Kamatzilei, Zilachi Kamatzilei. Says the Shach, Lami Gimel, Sosim to Kedvar of Leos, of Chabad. This is the Rambam Shita before, who doesn't pass Ginzil Hachi Kamat Chilei. Says that the father already had a Chiyuv, even Teich Lamid, is going Lashitase. The Shach, Vaita, argues and say, disagrees. He says, Lashitase, I hold Zil Hachi Kamat Chilei. The Chav Chesed, and Zachar, and the Kevish, they scharm in the Kevah, and Kalakai and Klum. Again, easy case. Sivchav Tes, more cases. Shtei Noshim Shal Shtei Anoshim. Until now, we went through one man and one wife with twins, one man and two wives. Now, two wives and two men. Shaloi Bichru. They're all, both women didn't give birth previously. The Yoldu Shnei Zacharim, and they are two boys in this Arif. So, what's the case here? Vandai, is a Bachar. Zendai Shnei Slam. Now we're going to have problems here. Whose father, whose son belongs to which father? So that's a separate issue. No, but there's no difference. Each one definitely had a bechor who lived. The five son is the smallest of the issues. Yeah. So Zenais and Heislaim, the Zenais and Heislaim, and okay. Nosnu Vakach Beis Echad Mehabanim. So this is like the story of Shlomo HaMelech. Liha ben Achai, right? So you have here two fathers, two mothers, and two children, and one is alive and one is dead. B'saych lamid yaim, he died within 30 days, which Shemachabashit is, there's a chiyuv already, and l'shnei kayinim nasnu. Now, if they already gave the money to the kayin, and yichayim lahaytzi, miyadan, kim imayti, each kayin says, I took for the good one. If him l'kayin echad nasnu, and it was given to one kayin, so what do you do now? So now one kayin has 10 slaim. He's got to give back 5. Who does he give the 5 to? Each one says, I get the 5. We send them away. So the din is, kaysev echameyam harsha l'chaveirai. What's a harsha? Harsha is the power of attorney. They write a harsha one to the other. V'yelezeb harsha v'yaitim ha'kayin chamei slaim. Means like this. I owe money. I'm not sure to you or to. This is like the two Yosef and Shimon's who are malvim. You come to me with the shtar, says, I owe money to Yosef and Shimon. I tell you, it's not you, it's the other Yosef and Shimon. The other one comes, I say, it's not you, it's the other Yosef and Shimon. The two Yosef and Shimon get together, they write a power of attorney one to the other, and then one of them comes and they're tevei on me. That's good. V'yaitzim ha'kayin, v'im yoldu zachar in the keva, v'im du'ez yoldu zachar in the keva. If you have two fathers, one had a boy, one had a girl, you don't know which is which. So it's a vadei bechar. But you don't know which father. Or you have only one that survived that has a bechor. The son knows which one lived. The son knows which was not in the cave. So the son has a vadei chiyuv, he's a vadei bechor. But the father's a potter. There's no shibud chasim because no father. Well, if it's one is a zachar, one's in the cave, it's easy. There's no shiv in the chasim because one of them had a nekeva, so they're not obligated. The only problem here is the second case. They both had scharim. They both had sons. One son died. No, not the son who died. The father died.
No, one of the
sons. I'm sorry, the son died. So the son died is very, very good. It's not good he died, but I mean, the case is understandable. So the aves peturim, the father's part, because one of them had a son that died within 30 days. He's off the hook. The surviving son doesn't know who his father is, but he knows he's chayiv in pinyan ben, assuming they're both Yisrael. Lamed, a continuation. Chay mivakeres, a woman who never gave birth. Shloi shasa achabai l'gimel chadashim. You have the case in the Gemara where she was divorced, or I guess in the case divorced. She married a second man within 3 months. V'nasav yelda zachar. Savi ben teslarishin ben zayin la'achrin. We don't know who's the father to one of the two possible men. Always pturin. Each one says, "It's not my son." Vaben chayv l'teis esatzvay. V'myoldu shtei nekevis v'zachar.
Why is the son mechuyev?
Because he's vadei a bechor. He just doesn't know who his father is. What? There's only one son. He just doesn't know. Did his mother become pregnant from the first, the husband, or second? So, son is vadei chayv. Vim yoldu shtei nekevis v'zachar. Here, if they gave birth, now the question is on which case does this go? So the Beragayla says Asayf de Leelkoi, Shtei Noshim Shtei Anoshim. The Ve'im Yaldu goes back, are two couples, and they went into a room and they come out with a Svek Sveika again. Shtei Nekevis V'Zachar, Shnei Schar V'Shtei Nekevis, and Kamakayim Klom. So again, you have here a compound Svek Sveika. You have a Svek Sveika where both of them are Mivakeres. Both Shtei Noshim are both giving birth for the first time. And you have Shtei Nekevis, let's say Shtei Nekevis and Shtei Schar. So I already told you that statistically it breaks up into a Svek Sveika.
What is the Chiddush of this that we didn't have before?
It's not that much more of a Chiddush. It's just a continuation of Shtei Noshim, all the cases of before. Now, it develops into a Svek Sveika. What I want to point out is that here the Taz Chaf Hei goes into it. He could have gone into it before. Sounds like he wanted to wait till the cases are finished and talk about this issue. If by a Svek Sveika, you're chayiv to be paid on that. Now, obviously, we've learned the Simin. It's obvious that there's no chiyuv by Svek Sveika to do a pidyon. He discusses why in Dine Svek Sveika it should be that way. We understand that if Svek Sveika is mitam raiv, if the reason you go bust a Svek Sveika is mitam raiv, yehocha mamanach raiv, then it's understandable that there's no pidyon. That's for sure. The only question is if you don't hold Svek Sveika mitam raiv, which is the Rambam Shita in Dine Svek Sveika, how it works in this case. Is Svek Sveika is a Vadai Psak or a Safi Psak? Now that's the old Chakira. If a Svek Sveika Lakula means it's Vadai Lakula, well, it means that Rav says Lakula and you're allowed to rely on Rav. If Svek Sveika creates a Vadai, it should be a Chi opinion. It should be a Chi opinion. Nevertheless, in Dine Mamu, we don't say a Chi opinion, and that's why here there is bottom line, there's no Chi opinion. And we'll leave it with that. In Lomdis, there's what to talk about. There's one more halacha l'maisa shaila that I want to do before we finish. So that's in Pesachei Tshuva Lamed Beis. Let's learn a Sif Lamed Aleph. Shtei Noshim Shoshtei Anoshim Achas Bikra Achas Lai Bikra. We're going case by case. Now you have again two wives, two husbands. One is a bachar, giving birth to a bachar and one not. Yodlu Shnei Zacharim Zeshel Lai Bikra Yishtei Nesin Heislaim L'kayin. Easy. Zachar Nekeva Shnei Zacharim Nekeva. And you don't know which one gave birth to which, and Kalakayim Klum, easy. You have one Bichra and Lai Bichra. One had a boy, one had a girl. It's possible the one had a girl is it's her first child, and the one had a boy, it's her second child. And Kalakayim Klum. Shalom al Yisrael. We went through seven Sifim of Sveikis. Pisrei Tshuva Lamed Beis is the Shaila of Sveikis that comes up frequently with Balei Tshuva, who don't know if they're Kainim, Levim, Yisraelim. They know they're Bechar, they're firstborn to the mother, that you don't have to be from a Yid to know. The question is whether somebody who doesn't know the identity of the parent should be paid to himself. So Pesachei Tshuva Lamed Beis says, I am Berheita Shol Rav Ma'aritz Shekasa, B'shem Tshuva Tzemach Tzedek. This is the Tzemach Tzedek HaKadmoin, goes back to about the year 1700, Simin Kuf Chaf Hei, the Isha Sheni Adas Imaviyah HaYakayim. You have a case, his specific case was the man knew and the woman didn't know. The woman was a Balas Tshuva, she didn't know her parents, Kayin, not Kayin. Potter B'Pinyin Ayin Shom. So Chayre, it's easy. You're Potter. We spent the last seven Sifim learning Sveikas HaPotter. So here it should be Potter. Vayin Tzer Tzemet Tzer Dekos HaVatam. Dafter Ruba Di Almahen Yisraelim. Lekainim Levim. Even though Roif people are Yisraelim, not Kayim and Levim. He obviously wasn't a Sephardi, right? Yeah. No, by Sephardim, Roif are Yisraelim? What?
By Syrians,
Roif are?
Not really.
It's Roif Yisraelim by the Syrians? Yeah, okay. I take it back then. Okay. The after Ruba Da'al Mehen Yisraelim, it just seems the other. After Ruba Da'al Mehen Yisraelim, Veloi Kayim and Levim. So l'chayra, you should be paida. Makom akem inilcha b'mam and acha harayv. He says, you don't go basarayv, I am nachas. Now, this would seem to be a very simple, logical pshipsak, that you don't do a Pidyon HaBen because we just had Rav and Ruba Deruba and Svek Sveka. The bottom line was you never do a Pidyon HaBen. The Binyan Tzion, that's Rav Yaakov Etlinger, the Aruch Lener, has a couple of tshuvas in the first volume, Tshuva Kuf Dalim and Kuf Hei, and he argues on the psak of the Tzemach Tzedek without disagreeing with his yisaid and in Halacha B'Mamonach HaHarayv, but he has a couple of arguments. He says, number one, he says, this Shaila, if this baby is a Kayin or Levi or Yisrael, is not only negat to Pinyin HaBen, it's negat to a lot of halachas. If the child's a Kayef, no, if he's a Kayin. Can he Truma? Does he Duchin? Can he marry a Grusha? You can ask a Shaila, could this person marry a Grusha? So Bezal's going to say, he can marry a Grusha. A Stam person who doesn't know what he is, we assume he's a Yisrael, he can marry a Grusha. And then when you want to do Pidyon HaBen, you're going to say, but he might be a Kayin, he's going to be part of a Pidyon HaBen.
Okay. So
in the case where the mother is a Suffolk Kayin and Suffolk Levi, so maybe he's right. But in a case where the father is, now the truth is, you're telling about the mother is true. What about the Levi part? Like, what's the big deal to be a Levi? Well, where is it a big nafkamina? It's second aliyah. That's the maila. That's like a psak. He says, you get to wash the kayin. It's only beneficial if you don't like the kayin. You want to get his shoes or something. You know, it's a, well, you and I are both of him. I understand. Okay. So I don't know, but he writes this. He says, since we need a psak, legabi other things. So the psak should carry through. There's such a svara by Cheskesei Mahani Labas and the Sugya and the Ksubis that sometimes they get to many dinim. You can't break off one din and separate it. There has to be a psak. One thing he says. The second time he has is that types of sveikis that are not unique to someone dying. Types of sveikis, by Pinyin HaBen, you can't take a suffix in the whole veld and make it potter. Why? Because the Torah says, Meben Chaydesh Tifteh, maybe the baby's a trefa. There's a small amount of people that have trefas. You have to wait 12 months before you pay the 12 months and 30 days before you do a pidyon. Elamai, we go basarayv, and things that are not unique to this case, things that are mitzias in the whole world. Ruba the lesser kaman, something that's in the veld. So we go bust in the veld, and we say the baby's not a trefa. So he says the same thing with this type of a suffix, that we should go bus arrive, and we should be bechayiv the Baal Tshuva in pinyon. So we have here a serious machlokes if there's a chiyuv pinyon or not a chiyuv pinyon. I should add that even in the case with the appearance may be kayanim, suffix kayanim, there's also a suffix if they were halalim, if they weren't from over the years. If a man married a woman who's a zayna, we have very often these issues with Bali Tshuva, who get married, assuming they're Yisraelim, and years later, after they're married, they get, it's usually a picture of a tombstone, of a zayda, and there are pictures of the hands on top of the tombstone. He's a kayan, and he married a woman who was mizana, who was a zayna, or a woman who was a grusha. And now, it becomes very difficult, Shiloh, what to do once they're married, what do you do now? So the first thing we try to do is to establish that if the father was a Kayin, was a Cholol, our best thing is the father was a Kayin should be a Cholol. That would be our best thing. So you try to go back to the grandparents that are still around. They ask them, were they Mizana? Of course, the first thing they say, no, I wasn't Mizana. So you have to say, no, it's good if you were Mizana. If you tell them it's good if you were Mizana, then so it's a very, very, it's a difficult, I had this nicer with Russian Yidden. I'd rather know this Russian woman. She babysat for us many, many years ago when our first children were born. And she had a similar Shaila, and we asked her about Tznus. So Chas V'Sholem came on, the whole thing. And then later, when they found out that the right answer would have been the other way, she said, I would never say such a racist comment. She said, You know us Russians. We try to figure out the right answer, and that's how we answer it. That's what she said. So that was the right answer. Now this is the right answer. You know, I'm like, so it's a very hard thing. But it at least should add another dimension of Safi. This is Nageya to everybody in the Baal Tshuva Yeshiva. It can be Nageya to 100 Bachrim in the Yeshiva. Right, they have to be Bechayrim. It's not Nageya to everybody. They have to be Bechar, not a Caesarean, and the mother didn't miscarry beforehand. It's Nageya to many, many of them. Again, the best thing is to do a pinyin, Matan Aslan Hazir, without a bracha, and without the garlic and the sugar, and do it that way. At any rate, of all the sveikas, this is the explosive topic, the shaila what to do with Baal Tshuva, somebody who doesn't know the his ancestry. Okay, we finished Pinyin Aben. I would like to go back next week and start the Dinim of Geirus, which we had skipped. Very appropriate. The week before Rus, we learn Rus, we're going to start Dinim of Geirus. I'll list. Rav David, if you can make copies of Simarei Samaches.